Hello and welcome back to Moms Who Podcast. Today's episode is so exciting because it is all about editing your podcast, right? Something that we have to do if we want to get our podcast episode pushed out and published on the podcast platforms, right? We have to edit our podcast. That's just what you have to do, regardless of like how much editing you do, you still have to do something, right? So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the best tools and resources that I have for you to edit your podcast. We're talking what tools to use, pricing, what works well, what have I used personally, what are my clients using. We're going to dive into all of that. And the reason why I decided to record an episode about this is because I have been getting asked a lot, Pamela, what do you use to edit your podcast? And not only that, right, but also like, what do you use when you are like recording your podcast? And also when you have interviews, right? Like, what are you using for guest interviews and to edit your podcast? So I'm going to cover both of those things. And a main reason is because Spotify for Podcasters is actually taking away their editing thing that's already inside. And they are wanting everybody to move over to Riverside, who they partnered with to use their editing platform. So this episode is a jam-packed one. Get your notebook because you might need it. Let's dive in. Hey mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey friend, real quick, before we hop into this amazing episode, I want to let you know about the Moms Who Podcast community. It is your one-stop shop as a mom with an online business who wants to start or grow her podcast. It is $17 a month at the time of this recording, and just for being a podcast listener, you get 2 weeks for free, 14 days for free, and all you have to do is go to the show notes, click the link, and you can join us. And there is so much inside of this community. I'm talking access to me, a podcast coach and a podcast manager, access to other women who podcast, other moms who podcast. You get access to the directory. You're able to promote your services and offers. There's a monthly call every single month. And honestly, I could literally go on, but this is something that you absolutely have to check out yourself. Go to the show notes and click on the link for the community. I cannot wait to see you inside. All right, friend. So this episode is kind of a twofold. I could put it in a two-part episode, but honestly, it all goes together because the editing portion and also how you get people on your podcast, like actually doing the interview, is kind of similar, and you can do this on the same platform. So for example, if you edit on GarageBand or Audacity, you can't do guest interviews on there, right? So when you do have a guest interview and you want somebody to come on your show, you have to go to an outside application like Zoom or Google Meet or Riverside or something. And then when that's done, you have to obviously, it gets saved. You have to pop it into Audacity or GarageBand or wherever you're editing and go from there. But there are platforms where you can do all of these things. Like you can record your solo episodes and your guest interview. So we're going to talk about that today. The first thing we're going to talk about, though, is editing, right? What platforms do I recommend and do I use personally to edit podcast episodes? And then we're going to dive into the guest episode part, okay? So I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard to make an investment, right? So I'm going to share with you the free options for editing your podcast, right? So if you are thinking of starting your podcast or if you are currently on Spotify for Podcasters, and you know they're taking that feature away, you're like, how am I going to edit my podcast, right? So Audacity is what I recommend. I actually use Audacity all the time. I use it simultaneously with another platform I'm going to share with you, but I love Audacity. It's free, it's easy to use, and you can seamlessly edit your podcast episodes in there. It is free to use, and I said it already, but I'll say it again. It is free to use, and you can use it on a Mac or a PC. All right. Now, my second recommendation for you is GarageBand. Now, GarageBand is a Mac-only application, so if you have a MacBook, it's already on your computer, most likely. And I don't know if you know this, but GarageBand was actually created for like musicians, right? So one annoying little thing about GarageBand is every time I open it up, I have to tick off a couple things. Like it's on like beats and I have to move it to like time. And then there's a, like four other things that I uncheck because it just annoys the crap out of me that it's on there. And then of course, this is just a little tech tip for you. Make sure that you have your headphones or your microphone plugged in before you open up these applications, because if you're having issues, that might be why. Your microphone has to be plugged in first. Your headphones have to be connected first, and then open up the application. And trust me when I tell you, that's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of heartache. Okay. Now that I've told you about the free platforms that you can use to edit your podcast, let me tell you about these paid platforms. All right. These are paid platforms, but they are absolutely incredible for not only recording your episode, but also editing, and then also bringing guests on your podcast. I'm going to share with you three of them, right? The first one I'm going to share with you is one that I'm not going to spend too much time on, and that is Zencastr, okay? Zencastr.com. I used Zencastr when I first started doing guest interviews back in 2022, and I really liked it. It was super easy to use. You created rooms and you sent out a link and invited them, and they joined the room. It was great. It was fabulous. You could choose between audio and video. That was almost 2 years ago. So I will say I do not use Zencastr currently, and I don't have a client who uses Zencastr. So I can't speak a whole lot about what it is right now because it's changed so much. I've never paid for Zencastr. Back in 2022 when I used it, I was on a free plan. And then they moved Zencastr to be a paid platform instead of a free plan. So they took the free plan completely away. So with Zencastr, I'm pretty sure that you can actually host your podcast on there. Haven't dug too deep into it, but I'm pretty sure that you can do that. And then also you can record solos and you can still do guest interviews. So you can do all those things on there. Now, of course, to my knowledge, I don't think you can edit on there though. So you would have to then take your solos and take your podcast guest interviews and take that to another platform, like say Audacity or GarageBand, right? So that's another, that's my number one recommendation for you if you want to check out Zencastr. Like I said, I really liked it when I used it in 2022. But again, I don't have a whole lot to say because I haven't used it recently. So if you sign up and you hate it, please don't blame me because try something else. But I just wanted to throw that out there because we all love options, right? Okay. The second platform that I'm going to tell you about is Riverside. Okay. Riverside is really, really amazing. I really like it. Now, I personally have not used it to actually record interviews, and I don't believe I've ever been a guest on a podcast who's actually used Riverside. However, multiple of my clients use Riverside, and it seems to be really seamless. I don't have any issues getting the audio from them. And actually, so my clients and I share a Google Drive folder. So they record the episode and then they drop it in a shared Google Drive folder. And then I take it from there. That's what we normally do. And then Riverside is really cool because my clients can actually just share a link with me. And then I can actually just download the audio myself right from there. So they don't even have to do anything extra. They just record, they get a link, they shoot it over to me, which I really like. It's just different. So you can also edit your podcast on there. The only thing I don't know, because I've never personally edited a podcast on Riverside, I don't know. I'm sure they have an option for you to add your intro and your outro. I'm just not sure. I would assume so though, because you can literally edit your podcast in there and it's transcript based. So you can see all of your words that you say and speak. And then what's really cool is that you can just delete a word and that deletes it from the audio. And then the best of all is you can take that transcript and turn it into a blog post. You can turn it into social media. You can turn it into an email. Like there's so many things you can do with your transcript. And I love that so much. Riverside, I believe, is $15 a month. And it's a really, really good option. And also, you can also do your guest interviews on Riverside. So you can do everything through Riverside. You can do your solo episodes. You can do your interviews and you just share a link with them and then they join the room. So it's really, really cool that you can do all those things on Riverside. Now, number three, which is my absolute favorite, when I tell you that I don't even know how my business would run without this software, it's just, it has changed my life and it has helped me grow my business, and that is Descript. And if you know me, if you've talked to me at all, you know that I sing its praises. I love it. I use it every single day of my life, pretty much, except sometimes on the weekends, maybe not, but I use it every day. And it's just, it's amazing. Like, not only do you get like the transcript, but you can also, with the click of a button, you can remove filler words. You can also delete. You can enhance the sound. You can definitely add your intro and outro. You can create social media posts. Like, you can create audiograms. You can do YouTube. Some of my clients are on YouTube and I literally like pop their intro in that they made on Canva and their outro that they've made on Canva and edit their episode along with their video and publish it on YouTube for them. So it's really amazing all the things that you can do inside of Descript. It really has come a long way. They're doing updates all the time. Some people get annoyed, but I don't, because that means they're actively working on it and they're making it better. Like, they're getting rid of the bugs or adding new features. So I personally don't get annoyed. And I cannot sing enough praises about Descript. Like, it's just, it's really amazing. And a really cool thing about Descript is you can also do guest interviews. Now, you can't do it inside of Descript itself, but Descript has acquired another program called Squadcast. And with Squadcast is where you can do your interviews, right? So Descript acquired Squadcast sometime in 2023. And so right now they're kind of like two separate things operating under one umbrella. But I believe they're trying to get everything over to Descript so that everything is all one. So it's not so like confusing, but also it's like more seamless. But as it stands right now, you literally just log into your Descript account and then you go to, like, you're going to add a new episode and then you just go to remote recording. And then that opens up another window that takes you to Squadcast. You're automatically logged in because you have a Descript account and then you can schedule things and invite people to come on your podcast, and then you download it right to Descript and then you edit it. It's amazing. And then I also use, this is a little bonus, this is a little extra, but like, because I do what I do, I have a lot of tips. I also use SavvyCal. So it is $12 a month, but like, when I book interviews, it is seamless. Like, I don't have to do any follow-ups. I don't have to give any reminders. It reminds them and it automatically creates a Squadcast room for me. So I literally just, I give somebody my scheduling link with SavvyCal, and then they book a time and it automatically creates a meeting for them inside of Squadcast and gives them a link. I don't have to create that. Like, if I would not have had SavvyCal, if I book an interview, I have to manually go into Squadcast. I have to click new recording and I have to add their name and add the date and time, which doesn't take a lot of time. But like, when you save that valuable time, like, it just, it's so nice to have things automated. So that's how I have my guest interview set up. And it's just really seamless and just amazing that I don't have to go in there and do that every single time. And it saves me a lot of time and a lot of stress. And Descript is, if you're wondering, is also $15 a month. So very, very similar in pricing, Riverside and Descript. And also, I could be incorrect on Riverside's pricing. That might be, I'm not sure if that's monthly, annual, or just like their regular monthly. So double check on the prices. But as of this recording, that's what they are. And all the options are great. Like, just the fact that you are staying consistent and getting your podcast out there is amazing. So keep doing that and find a platform that works for you. You can always, you know, see if there's a free trial. I don't think that they do. Riverside might have a free trial. I don't know if Descript has a free trial, but there is an affiliate link inside of the show notes for Descript. So feel free to check it out and just know that whatever you're doing is enough. And that you don't have to, you know, yes, you need to make a decision and move forward, whether that's like starting your podcast and figuring out how you're going to edit it. Or maybe you are on Spotify and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do when they remove it? It's time to start thinking about that and then just make a decision and see if it works for you. If you, let's say you try Zencastr and you don't love it, okay, try Riverside. And if you don't like Riverside, try Descript. Or maybe you just want to go for the big guns and go with Descript, then that's fine too. Or maybe you just want to go big and go with Descript or Riverside, and that's fine too. Or maybe you just want to go ahead and start with Descript or start with Riverside, and that is fine too. But make a decision. Do not let these decisions hold you back. I feel like that's what a lot of people, myself included, go through, is that like we need to make a move, we need to do something, but there's so many different options that we can take. There's so many different routes that we can go, roads that we can go down, and we don't know which way is the best way. So we just kind of sit there and we don't take any action. I don't want that for you. So if you are listening to this and you're like, Pamela, this was amazing, how do I hear more of this? How do I get more in your world? You have to join the Moms Who Podcast community. That is where I hang out. It is $17 a month as of this recording. You can get a free 14-day trial, which I cannot even like explain how exciting that is. Check the link for the show notes for that link. And as always, if you loved this episode, if you love this podcast, please, please leave a review. That would mean the world to me. That is how this show ranks. That is how this show gets ranked in the US. And it is my goal to reach even more moms who have online businesses who want to start or grow their podcast. So, friend, thank you for tuning in. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.